Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study on 1 Thessalonians, we were talking about the need for pastors to preach the Word of God and not psychological principles. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I was listening to someone preach recently at a pastor's meeting and stood up and gave some wonderful illustrations, told some tear-jerking stories, and had us laughing as well. But when it was all over, the Bible verses he read did not really tie in with what he was speaking. As a matter of fact, he did not really say much about the Word of God or teach it. He spoke of being kind, and that's in the Word of God. Our facial expressions, well, how they should be good facial expressions. And then giving a good word, and being able to take a criticism. Now, there are things in the Word of God that teach probably most of those things there. But I realized when the message was over that these are things that they teach at meetings involving salespeople, administrative people. Various companies will bring in these type of speakers. And so it was a message that you eliminate the two verses that he gave at the beginning and perhaps a reference in the middle to a Bible character. It really was a speech that was devoid of the Word of God. Well, that's not the way Paul preached. That's not the way any preacher should preach. It was Paul's manner when he entered a town with no gospel witness to go to a synagogue. He would be given a chance to speak. Now understand, at one time he'd been a part of the Sanhedrin. And so, with his position, with his knowledge, he could stand up and speak. And he would use that time to preach the word. A few years ago, a religious musical artist was brought on the Tonight Show. The host asked the artist to sing. The artist sung two songs. Both were secular. On the other hand, there was a preacher that was in court for the cause of Christ. He was put on the witness stand, and while on the witness stand, he was able to present the gospel several times as he was given opportunity to speak. Now, although the venues were different, both of these people were placed in a position to make an impact. Which one did what they were supposed to do? Well, the one that did what Paul did, the one that made it about Jesus Christ and his word. As John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me." Or as John 17:17 says, "Thy word is truth." Now Jesus is the living truth, the Bible is the written truth, and in both cases, my friend, that is absolute truth. The Jews look for Messiah to come. Paul is telling them, he has come already, and the Messiah is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Old Testament scriptures find that Jesus is the theme. After his resurrection, Jesus took the disciples, and from Moses and the prophets and on through the Psalms, all of the Old Testament, he taught them about himself, according to Luke chapter 24. Paul does this for three Sabbath days in Thessalonica. In other words, He was in the city for 3 weeks, maybe up to 4 weeks, although it was only three Sabbaths. And that was all the time that he had, and yet a church was able to be planted there. Now, he spoke in the synagogues on the Sabbath, but every day he would meet with the people, teaching and preaching the word. And he opened and alleged that Jesus Christ must have suffered, shed his blood, and raised from the dead. Now, my friend, this is the message the unsaved needs to hear from us. They need to hear the gospel. This is still God's way. It seems today that the reason you have so much entertainment in our churches is that people don't want to witness the gospel because they realize that that is so often rejected and may even make them the object of ridicule. So they turn to the flesh and they seek to make people religious. Well, that's not the saving gospel. Now, as Paul preached that Jesus suffered and died and raised from the dead, shedding his blood for their sin, that was offensive to the Jews' religion. Many did not feel the Messiah would be God in the flesh. Now, I have been to Israel. I plan to go again in November of 2007. And I'm taking a group with me. Now, others that were there believed that Jesus, the Messiah, would not suffer. Rather, he would set up a kingdom that rules all the earth and makes Israel number one. They didn't see the spiritual end of the matter. Well, as I was going to say, I was in Israel, and most of them do not believe that Messiah will be God in the flesh. I found a few that did, but for the most part, they don't believe that. However, they not only see that he was God in flesh, they must see that he did suffer for their sins and rose from the dead. So they did not see here in Thessalonica, these Jews, they did not see that he who saves souls from hell is Almighty God himself. Not a religion, not a philosophy, but a person. We're reminded of John chapter 2, verses 23 through 25. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Now, isn't that interesting? Many believed in his name, but he does not commit himself to them. And you perhaps said, oh, I've listened to your broadcast, and you've said many times that he that cometh to him, that he would in no wise cast out. And that is true. But you see, in this case, these people were looking at Jesus, perhaps as a Messiah, to set up the kingdom, get the Romans out of there, and did not look at him as the Lord of their life. And they did not see the need to repent from sin and invite him into their life as their God and Savior. You see, they did not see that he must be received as God and Lord. You're not your own, but you're bought with a price, the Bible tells us. I think of Matthew chapter 15, verses 12 through 14. It says, then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Now, my friend, Jesus did not water down the word in order to win people. We find that in John, he didn't receive those people. He didn't commit himself unto them because he knew their heart was not right. He knew their heart did not want Christ to be their Lord. When he preaches to them the truth in Matthew 15, the Pharisees are offended. But Jesus doesn't apologize for the truth. Don't buy into the false and deceiving propaganda of the devil, that you omit certain truths because it might offend some people. Back in 1973, there was a strong evangelistic thrust in our country that went along various denominational lines. And it was called Key 73. And they were looking and invited people to write new music for this movement. But there were several stipulations for the new music. The words righteousness, judgment, holiness, repentance, and several other biblical terms were not allowed to be used. And the lyrics were to be of a positive nature. There was an intentional effort that was made to write non-offensive songs. A number of these were produced that year through the evangelistic effort of Key 73. That helped to strengthen the move away from biblical doctrine and biblical standards of music. And that's a shame. And that's the very thing that God condemns. Now consider what the apostle was asking these people at Thessalonica to believe here when he preached to them about the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. That he, that is the Messiah, the one that was coming to be their king, must suffer and die. And it speaks of a sin condition. The sin condition of man, not just Gentile men, but Jewish men, Gentile men, all people. Sure, Jesus will come and establish a millennial and then an eternal kingdom. But to enter that kingdom, they must be saved from their sins. They must see Jesus Christ as their almighty God and Savior. They must see their need to humble themselves and repent. Romans 5:12 says, wherefore, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You see, the law showed that a man is a sinner. In Romans chapter 7 and verse 7, it says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid, nay, I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. See, the law just revealed that man is a sinner. It doesn't save a man. It just really judges a man. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.